إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ به من شر أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم وذنوبكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. And in one translation, indeed all praise belongs to Allah, the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there's no one who can mislead Him, and whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there's no one to guide Him. And I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his worshiper and his messenger. And may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate. And from the two of them, he spread forth many men and many women. Be careful of your duty to Allah, whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is al-Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah, and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial, and he will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then he has indeed achieved a tremendous accomplishment. For indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters which has no precedence in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger, and a loss of wealth and lives and fruits. But give glad tidings, give good tidings to the patient, who when disaster strikes them, they say, indeed, we belong to Allah, and indeed, to Him is our return. And that's from Baqarah, ayats 155 and 156. And what we have to understand is when we're faced with a hardship, we have to see it as a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Often we begin to view tests as something that is done to us as opposed to something that is done for us. Tests can be an opportunity to practice patience. I always use the analogy that a test is like a stress on a spiritual muscle. Just like when you're trying to develop actual muscles, you have to put pressure on that muscle in order for the muscle to be built up. The same thing with our iman. As we are faced with challenges and tests, the imtihans, we can build up our iman, we can build up our spiritual muscles. And that's the essence of the test that Allah gives us. And we have to recognize it's an opportunity for us to practice patience. It allows us to grow spiritually. We have to have a paradigm shift or change our way of thinking in order to reap the benefits of the test from our Lord. You know, we have to understand the question, have we really internalized inshallah or mashallah? Again, these are questions we have to ask ourselves, because when we say something, automatically we'll say inshallah, but do we really mean it? Because if Allah says no, then we get upset. If Allah says yes, oh, we feel as though, you know, we're great. But we have to understand that we're asking Allah's permission. And if something happens, it is with Allah's permission, and that is the true understanding of insha'Allah and masha'Allah. I remember living in the Middle East, and when the Muslims would say to the non or the not yet Muslims, inshallah, they would just get angry and say, well, inshallah, yes, or inshallah, no, because inshallah became a means of deferring or deflecting. And so the non-Muslims knew that. And so they wanted some type of certainty. And so we have to understand that these are gifts that Allah had given us. And it helps us to understand our role in creation. Our role in creation is we are His creator. We are the servants. Allah says, do people think that they will be left to say that we believe in without being tested? We certainly tested those before them, and Allah will clearly distinguish between those who are truthful and those who are liars. Because all of the people of the past have been tested, brothers and sisters. We have to understand that imtihan, or test, is a part of being a Muslim. It's a part of being a Muslim. Test builds character. And when we recognize this as such, you know, we have to be of those that weather the trials and tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us be of those that remain patient during these tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to understand that this pandemic has basically allowed us to see that we are not in control. Something unseen has basically brought the world to its knees. And that's the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to understand, as Muslims, we know that this is a trial. This is a test for the Muslims. And so we have to be patient. We have to be patient. The pandemic has been a trial for, again, the Muslim community and the not yet Muslim community. How we handle these trials with patience. We need to handle it with patience and fortitude. Or are we handling it with impatience and negligence and arrogance? May Allah forgive us all of our shortcomings during this period. And may He allow us to grow in iman as a result of this imtihan. This is a big test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is He who created death and life to test which of you are best indeed. For He is almighty and all, He is the forgiving as well. And that's from Surah Al-Mulk. Shu'ayb radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, wondrous is the affairs of the believer, for there is good for him in every matter, and this is not the case with anyone except the believer. If he is happy, then he thanks Allah, and thus there is good for him. If he is harmed, then he shows patience, and thus there is good for him. I always reflect on the story of the Prophet Ayub, the Prophet Job. Everything was taken from him, but he never lost his iman. He never lost his faith, and Allah gave it back to him. So we have to basically pull from the teachers of the past, the prophets of the past, and how they handle things, how they basically always stayed in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to understand this. Having iman during trials puts you in a win-win situation. If something good happens to you, you reflect and you're thankful. If something bad happens to you, you're patient. Whether harm or blessing comes our way, we should remain faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if Allah intends good for someone, then He afflicts them with trials. He afflicts them with trials. So again, let us prepare for the good that may come our way, inshallah, by remaining faithful and by using this time to increase our knowledge and to increase our iman and to basically come out of this pandemic more knowledgeable. Read up on the seerahs of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Read up on the hadith. Read up on the Quran. Learn some new ayats. Use this time where we don't have all of these distractions. Because as the Prophet talked about how people will be so busy. And so now that we can't be busy, that Allah has given us space and time, let us use this time and not just treat this as a prison. Let's not just do time. Let's use the time. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the blessings of this coming month of Ramadan. We're on our way. We're at the cusp of Ramadan. And I put out earlier today put a Ramadan message out. And I want you to listen to it. And inshallah, we won't be doing the iftars on a nightly basis. We'll be doing them only on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we're asking you to pick it up between 7 and 8 and to you go to your homes. And we won't be doing the Salat to Tawari. We are asking you to do that in your homes. Again, we are probably almost ending this pandemic. Allah may lift this pandemic from us at any time. So we have to be patient. We have to listen to the scientists. We have to listen to the doctors. We have to listen to the specialists, because people who have gone to school maybe 10, 20 years after high school, they know a little something. And so we want to not be of the ignorant. We want to be of those who are respectful of the science, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he respected the science of his day. The contemporary people who were knowledgeable, he respected them. And so we have to follow suit. And again, I ask Allah to relieve our brother Abdulaziz of the burdens of his illness. And we ask you to pray for Abdulaziz Haygood. You know, he is suffering from an illness that we want to make sure that we're petitioning Allah to relieve him of this burden. If I've said anything in which you've benefited from, alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. And if I've said anything or made mistakes, then I take full responsibility for that. Rabbana la tu'akidna inna sayna laktanna. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamautu walladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammana ma la taqata lana bihi. Wafu'anna wakfilina wahamna. Anta maulana fansona ahlil kawmil kafirin. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our protector and grant us the victory over the disbelieving people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuhu.